Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate that. If it's as hot out there as it is here, you're hot. I could fry an egg right down here.
Well, what will be?
My little buffalo gals and egg.
Buffalo gal. Here, A. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I learned to play the fiddle a long time ago when I was about 10 years old from my bald-headed uncle. He was so bald-headed if a fly flew on his head, he'd fall off and break his neck. But anyhow, he taught me a few little tunes. And from there, I kept going on. And when as a young man, I got married. I married the prettiest girl I thought I ever saw. And boy, I love that gal. And, you know, she didn't seem to think much of my fiddling. She kept saying I didn't do anything but fiddle around all the time. Well, one day she got mad with me. She said, now look at him. Either that fiddle goes or I go. I said, what did you say? She said, either that fiddle goes or I go. I still got my fiddle. Way down yonder. I'd like to introduce these two gentlemen that's helping me out so well here. This young gentleman on the right over here, he's a fine guitar player, and he's a fine banjo player. Any of you that's followed bluegrass around, perhaps have seen him play a number of times. And I would like for you to give him a big welcome, Mr. Jack Piccolo. This little fellow on my left over here, he keeps us straight. We don't do right. He sees to it we do right. He's a fine bass player. He's a fine guitar player. He plays the mandolin. And he's well at ease wherever you put him, whether it's classical music, country music, or bluegrass, he fits right in there. Give a big hand to Mr. Tom Graham. And they just know me as old Fiddlin' Dick Seaman. That don't amount to nothing. I never did make a name for myself. I just fiddle around.
I didn't meet Mr. Seaman, but what, about 3 months ago, I guess. But it's really been a privilege. He's 84 years young and does a fine job on this fiddle. You mind if I tell the story about your fiddle, Mr. Seaman? Was it in 26? He said a hurricane in 1926 in Miami. His dad had this fiddle that he's playing. And it got destroyed in the hurricane. He found it in pieces and put it in a shoebox and kept it, about 30 years? Had it in a shoebox about 30 years in several pieces. And here just a few years ago, put it back together and put a good paint job on it and does a fine job with it. Everybody give a big round of applause. Mr. Seaman's 84 years old today.
Thank you for the fine introduction. There's still a lot of room right out here. It ain't hot. No, it ain't hot out there. It's all hot up here.
How long you in Annie been? How long you in Annie been
married? 5 months.
5 months. Mr. Seaman has a new bride here today of 5 months. Miss Annie Seaman, where is she? She's right here. She is over here in the blue outfit. She's waving at you. This next song we'd like to do. Mr. Seaman's wrote for her. It's called Annie's Waltz. We're going to do it for you right now.
anymore.
Okay, so we just call it the devil.
Good old bluegrass. Hey, Rick, you even like old time and bluegrass. That's the spirit. Haven't seen you since last weekend. You're going to be playing later on tonight, aren't you? That's right, 8 o'clock. Welcome, Jaya Raya Christensen and family. Want to get out of the sun? Maybe a little bit more out of the sun? Come on, it won't be that hard, just an inch more.
Two more tapes, one cohesive. The first one, I will start with a folk song. As you all have heard, Lord Krishna, a lot of gopikas are asking, I'm waiting and waiting, and where are you? And I'm collecting flowers to make a garland so that I can make up, you know, be with you and give this garland to you. But I'm looking all over the place and I cannot see you. Where are you hiding? And you are doing this on a more that you are discouraging all of them, even those who are looking for you. After a while, they are going to lose their patience. So please do not hide. Come back to me. That's what this song means.
Nulani, kai niti nilke vira.
உலகம் தாங்கால் அருதாதே துளசி கதிர்நுள்ள நீ கை நீட்டி நில்கே பின்னில் வந்து நின் கண்ணுகள் பொத்தி நேத்ரோபல மாலை ஜாதி அவன் நேத்ரோபல மாலை ஜாதி ஒழுகி வரும் ஒழுதாபர யுக சந்தையில் ஆயிர திவ்யானுராகில மாம்ராச கிரீடா கதையிலே நாயிகேயோட குழல் விழி ஒழுகி ஒழுகி வரும் ஒழுதாபர யுக சந்தையில் லஜ்ஜாவிவசே நின் மனம் கலங்கார் ஒரு கண்ணிலூடே கபட பாவத்தோடே லஜ்ஜாவிவசே நின் மனம் கலங்கார் ஒளி கண்ணிலூடே கபட பாவத்தோடே தாயாட்டு காட்டின் ஓரோ பூவிலும் தேன் மண்டாய் மது தேடி அவன் வண்டாய் மது தேடியோட குழல் விழி ஒழுகி ஒழுகி வரும் ஒழுதாபர யுக சந்தையில் ஆயிர திவ்யானுராகில மாம்ராச கிரீடா கதையிலே நாயிகேயோட குழல் விழி ஒழுகி ஒழுகி வரும் ஒரு துவாபர யுக சந்தையில் The next item will be a folk dance. My daughter Nila is going to do it. The dance she is going to do is a tribal girl. Usually they are experts in doing tattooing. They are tribal people. They live in a mountain area. They do not live in civilization. They are far away inside the forest, at the banks. After that, there are big mountains. Inside the mountain, they are the people who do this kind of expert work. It is not something everybody can do. It's only experts can do it. And they teach generation after generation. And she is proud of her tribe. As I talk, she is doing the... some expressions. Since you cannot understand the language, if you look at her actions, when she put all this together, that will be the dance. This is a story. And we decided to present to you in small actions. When we put together, you can enjoy that better. Now, she's talking about how good her work is. She is really asking for audience to come and take part in it. She says, we go to the forest and cut the trees and branches, and we take the milk from that one, And that is how we do the tattooing. And we can do all kinds of figures like deer, fish, and snakes. And we can do all types of tattooing. It's not restricted to one alone. Whichever you like, she will do it. She's saying again, she's really selling it to you that you had to come and do this. She's saying it is not going to wash off by the water or not even fire. If you do the tattooing when you are small, as a little boy or a little girl, even when you get older, it still will not wipe off. So it will stay with you all along your life. And she's going back again, so please come and I will tattoo it for you. In the second stanza she says, okay, she's saying different types of work she can do. Like if you put a God's symbol, I can do that for you, which will help you generation after generation. God's blessing will be with you. And at the same time, if you put the tattoo for the goddess, she will protect that child or that adult all along. And those children, if you put this tattoo, now she's selling, if you put that tattoo for your children, when they get lost, this is easy to find out. So it goes in this country too, I guess. When she puts all this together, this is the dance from a tribal girl doing tattooing. Now, I will explain a little bit about her costume. Since she is a tribal girl, costume is nothing elaborate. Most of the time, they will wear something like a check pattern like this. No, in a way, they will wear gaudy dresses. And their jewelry is the same way. They will not wear any gold, but they will wear a lot of jewelry. They love to wear jewelry, which will not match with their dress. They wear all kinds. And the hair, they are not going to fix it in a certain way. They are so busy people, so they take all the hair and tie to the one side. And whatever flower they can find, they will wear it. That's what she has. And her earring and the beads in her neck, it is all they believe that black is remove all the evils away. And in her hand, she has the artwork. They do that in their hand and in their leg. And they will not wear saris like I'm wearing all the way to the floor because they are working people. They wear it little above their knees sometimes or the way she's wearing now. So this will give you some idea about the tribal people.
Thank you.
classes, so she needs a few minutes rest. So my son and I are going to entertain you with one more song. This is another folk song. It is an orphan child singing this song. It is more like a prayer, but it's actually a folk song. It says, I don't have mother, I don't have father. You are everything to me. And I know you like cats and dogs and other animals. Please, take care of me. If you love those, I'm also one of those living beings. So take care of me.
Yo, Muruga.